You are listening to Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and beyond. Welcome to Master Gardening Tips, gardening solutions at your fingertips with Kittitas Master Gardeners. Thank you for listening to the Kittitas Master Gardening Tips, gardening solutions at your fingertips. Hello, I'm CJ, here to take a look at some cold hardy perennials that are recommended for Kittitas County growing conditions. Let's start with the poppy. Oriental and Iceland Papa Ver grow between 12 inches to 36 inches tall. Oriental poppies grow in clumps with large, deeply crinkled flowers in bright orange, scarlet, pink, red, salmon, or white. Iceland poppies are smaller plants with 3-inch cup-shaped flowers in orange, yellow, cream, or salmon colors. Poppies like full sun and deep average to fertile, well-drained soil. With moderate to regular watering, they do well in gardens. Oriental and Iceland poppies both need winter chill to bloom, and the bloom period is from spring to midsummer, depending on variety. Don't be concerned if foliage dies back in mid to late summer. That's just what poppies do. Suited to USDA Zone 4. Here's a nice cold hardy perennial that's recommended for the mixed flower bed. Echinacea purpurea, purple cone flower, grows to 4 feet tall and works well at the back of a mixed bed. Cone flowers have sparsely leaved stems topped by 4-inch daisy-type flowers in rosy purple with a brown cone in the center. They like full sun and deep, well-drained soil. Moderate to regular watering is fine. These make good cut flowers, but if you don't cut them and just let the cone flowers head out, they will attract songbirds like finches to your garden, as they love the seeds. Suited to USDA Zone 4. Red Valerian, Jupiter's Beard, Centranthus ruber, grow to 3 feet tall. These clump-like perennials with lance-shaped leaves have clusters of tiny fragrant red to light pink or white blossoms. Jupiter's Beard likes sun or partial shade. It does fine in poor to moderate well-drained soil, and it needs regular watering. Fairly drought-tolerant, Jupiter's Beard can be invasive as it self-sows freely. Suited to USDA Zone 5. Here's another perennial that might work well in your garden. Salvia nemorosa grows to 18 inches tall. It forms dense dark green spikes with whorls of tiny violet-blue flowers. Salvias like full sun, light, humus-rich, well-drained soil, and regular watering. These are attractive to hummingbirds, bees, and butterflies. Remember to cut spent blooms for new growth. Suited to USDA Zone 5, but note that some salvias are not that hardy. Another good cold hardy perennial for our area is spiderwort. Tradescantia X. andersoniana grows 1.5 feet tall. This spiderwort has long grass-like leaves with 3-petaled flowers in blue, lavender, white, and pink. It's not picky whether it grows in sun or shade, but it does like fertile, moist soil with regular to ample watering. As they spread, divide clumps when crowded. Suited to USDA Zone 5. Coreopsis is another good perennial, also called tick seed. It grows 1 foot to 2 feet tall, has long, slender stems with linear to lance-shaped leaves and clusters of 1-inch to 3-inch pink, yellow, or deep red daisy-like flowers. Coreopsis like full sun, fertile, well-drained soil, and little to moderate water, making them very drought-tolerant. Coreopsis will bloom all summer long in your garden, but you can still improve the show with deadheading. Suited to USDA Zone 4. Next up is the perennial Veronica. Veronica grows 4 inches to 24 inches tall, depending on variety. It has upright to gracefully drooping spikes of lavender, blue, pink, or white flowers. It likes full sun, moist, fertile, loamy soil, moderate amounts of water, and it's good for borders and rock gardens. You'll enjoy this one blooming throughout the summer. Suited to USDA Zone 4. Here's one more cold hardy perennial that's native to most of North America. It's yarrow. Yarrow, Acalia, grows 18 inches tall. It has gray-green fern-like leaves with dense flower clusters in yellow, white, red, orange, or rose. It likes full sun and any well-drained soil. It does well with moderate amounts of water, cut back after blooming for renewed growth. Yarrow is drought-tolerant when established, but note that it can be hard to control. The wide flat blooms will attract pollinators to your garden, especially butterflies, suited to USDA Zone 4. If you would like more information about this topic, you can contact us at extension.wsu.edu/kittitas/gardening or find us in Facebook at facebook.com/mgofkittitas. Master Gardening Tips, Gardening Solutions at Your Fingertips is a community service provided by Kittitas Master Gardeners. Thank you for listening, and until next time.